Sexy News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The mayor of Deerwood died unexpectedly at his home Tuesday. The Brainerd Dispatch reports 74-year-old John V. Taylor was first elected mayor in 2022 after having spent time on the city council. Taylor is also remembered as a longtime member of the Deerwood Fire Department, where he was chief from 1991 until his retirement in 2019. Colleagues like current Fire Chief Mike Bodle remember him as a soft-spoken leader who kept the public's best interest in mind. Councilmember Jeremy Millsop is expected to be appointed acting mayor at the council's next meeting April 6th. A 51-year-old Park Rapids woman pleaded guilty last week for her role as an after-the-fact accomplice in a stabbing last fall. Danielle Westfall was charged with four felony counts after her husband, 44-year-old Charles Justice, allegedly instructed her to throw bloody jeans out of a car window near Nevis. Justice allegedly stabbed a man, telling Hubbard County Sheriff's deputies he believed Westfall was having an affair with the victim. Westfall entered a guilty plea to one of the felonies, being an accomplice of a first-degree assault. She is expected to be sentenced to 5 years of supervised probation at an April hearing. The state is seeking aggravated sentencing against Justice due to Justice's violent criminal history and the alleged stabbing taking place in the presence of a child inside the victim's home. His next court hearing is April 13th. 8th District Congressman Pete Stauber's bill to renew Great Lakes cleanup funding passed the House this week. The Great Lakes funding is part of Stauber's American Water Stewardship Act, which includes six standalone bills to strengthen key water quality and ecosystem restoration programs of the Environmental Protection Agency.
The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or the GLRI, represents the largest federal investment in the Great Lakes, which are vitally important to my home state of Minnesota. The GLRI is the largest and arguably the most successful EPA geographic program.
The bill would extend about $475 million in annual funding for the Great Lakes through 2031. Stauber describes it as a common-sense approach to water stewardship, supporting community-led efforts and encouraging collaboration. The bipartisan legislation cleared the House on a 378-32 vote. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative was first funded by Congress in 2010 and has since spent more than $4 billion on efforts like addressing invasive species, restoring fish and wildlife habitat, and managing agricultural and urban runoff. Minnesota will no longer recognize March 31st as Cesar Chavez Day. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports a measure to strip the holiday from the farm labor leader passed unanimously in the state Senate on Thursday, following revelations that Chavez groomed and sexually abused girls who worked as part of his movement. The measure also unanimously passed the State House Monday and is heading to Governor Tim Walz's desk, who is expected to sign it. The New York Times recently published an expose investigation that found extensive evidence that Chavez abused women and girls and is prompting a nationwide reckoning of the Latino civil rights leader's legacy. Minnesota joined several other states that had celebrated Chavez on his birthday, including California, Washington, Arizona, and Texas. Efforts are also underway to rename Cesar Chavez Street in St. Paul, as well as rename a charter school in the city. St. Louis County is hosting two listening sessions for public input on how to use opioid settlement funds. The committee is seeking ideas to serve people in the criminal justice system. Representatives of organizations that focus their work on substance use disorder or criminal justice intervention services are especially encouraged to attend. The first session will be 3 to 4:30 April 14th at the Government Services Center in Virginia, with the second session 3 to 4:30 April 16th at the Government Services Center in Duluth. The county's Opioid Remediation Funds Advisory Committee was established in early 2022 following the national settlement of a class action lawsuit involving several opioid manufacturers and distributors. The committee has recommended investing the funds in areas that focus on harm reduction and criminal justice intervention. Input from the listening sessions will guide the committee to establish its request for proposals process in 2026. Projects would be selected by early winter. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.